At SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. America's employers hired 199,000 people last month, an increase from 150,000 jobs added in October. The unemployment rate dropped from 3.9% to 3.7% in November. Healthcare and government hiring led the way last month. There's another Chinese spy balloon out there, but this time it's reported by Taiwan. Taipei says the balloon is over the Taiwan Strait and is accompanied by a large-scale movement of Chinese military aircraft and ships. Presidential son Hunter Biden facing a new indictment, this time on tax charges.
Hunter Biden already faces firearms charges in Delaware. Documents filed in California Thursday show the president's son has now been charged with 3 felonies and 6 misdemeanors for filing a false return and tax evasion, centered on at least $1.4 million he owed between 2016 and 2019. Special counsel David Weiss says Hunter Biden spent millions of dollars on an extravagant lifestyle rather than paying his tax bills. The charging documents detail spending on drugs, luxury hotels, and exotic cars. The charges come after the implosion of a plea deal. Biden's defense attorney Abby Lowell argues prosecutors bowed to political pressure. I'm Jennifer King.
Also at SRNNews.com, a school gunman to be sentenced today in Michigan.
In a suburban Detroit court, Judge Kwame Rowe will decide whether Ethan Crumley spends the rest of his life in prison without a chance for release, or if he gets a long sentence but an opportunity for parole someday. That's really the question.
Correspondent Ed White says Crumley killed 4 classmates in a 2021 attack at a high school. No surprise, Russian President Putin announcing he will seek another 6-year term in office. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 54 points, NASDAQ futures off 57 points. This is SRN News. Evangelical leaders are sounding an alarm about America's rapidly declining birth rate. Dr. Albert Mohler of the Southern Baptist Convention.
Where you have a society that has fewer and fewer children, you have a society that marginalizes children. And thus, you have in some areas, not only elsewhere in the world, but some places in the United States, you have fewer children, you have an increased number of older people, and the social services tilt away from children and towards older people.
And then there's America's male population.
There are vast social costs to a society where boys do not grow up to be productive men. There are vast social costs to societies where men are not raised with the expectation that they will have to achieve social stability and personal stability as husbands and as fathers.
The current U.S. birth rate, 1.6, well below the replacement rate of 2.1. You can hear more from Dr. Mohler in his daily briefing at albertmohler.com. This is SRN News. The Biden administration putting pharmaceutical companies on notice.
Washington is warning them that if the price of certain drugs is too high, the government might cancel their patent protection and allow rivals to make their own versions. Under a plan announced Thursday, the government would consider overriding the patent for high-priced drugs that have been developed with the help of taxpayer money and letting competitors make them in hope of driving down the cost. The administration did not immediately release details about how the process will work and how it will deem a drug costly enough to act. If the plan is enacted, drug makers are almost certain to sue. Keith Peters reporting.
The Centers for Disease Control out with the first nationally representative estimate of how many U.S. adults suffer chronic fatigue syndrome, 3.3 million. The number is considerably larger than previous studies have suggested. It is likely boosted by those who suffer long COVID. More details, SRNNews.com.